They show... So they have the Marshal also. And they have... well, this one's different. It's a... Oh, my goodness. C-A-V-A-G-N-A. Carvagna?
What it is, it's more than likely it's Italian. And I learned this many years ago, long before I got into Airstreams. But the Italians apparently were really the, I wouldn't say the inventors, but certainly they've got more experience in the propane world than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because apparently during the war they didn't, they were out of gas early on. This is Second World War. So they developed, I guess they had natural gas or propane or some variant of gas, methane or something, and they developed the propane regulators or gas regulators technology early on. Because I know years ago we used to do natural gas conversion vehicles, and I learned this from some techie guy that all of the propane natural gas regulators are really all based on old Italian designs. Mm. That's where the technology originated. So I'm guessing that name is, if it's not an Italian company, it's probably it's an Italian company subsidiary or something like that.
Yeah, I see that. Administrator's probably sold out of, but Amazon still has them. Okay, well, anyway, if you're listening and you have a favorite regulator, let us know. Give us a call, 707-533-4827, and tell us what your favorite propane regulator is. Of course, it has to be a dual auto changeover, or you're not cool, for sure.
Well, yeah, to me that makes the most sense. And oddly enough, I have to get one for the Mobile Glide, mm-hmm. because originally when I was doing the whole thought process, the Mobile Glide, super light, super simple, super all this stuff. I got one 20-pound aluminum propane tank to go on the tongue, mm-hmm. and that's basically what the trailer had originally. However, I changed my design concept actually right at the beginning of COVID when I started doing a lot of work on it. I decided that I was going to put two tanks on it. Two 20-pounders, so it would be the auto changeover, so I wouldn't have to worry about anything. I just said, you know what? Originally, my thought was having one tank, and then when one ran out, I could, screw a 1-pound tank on there until I got the 20-pound filled. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'd rather have the auto changeover and just worry about it when I need to, instead of getting up in the middle of the night and changing a gas bottle when the fridge stops or
right.
Something like that.
So if people are listening, they don't really understand how that works. Should we walk them through it?
Sure.
So you have to turn both tanks on. You can't just turn one on. Right?
Right.
And so go ahead. So you turn both tanks on, you have this auto change regulator, and what does it actually do for you?
Well, basically, there's this... Well, in our case, there's a big white knob, and the knob has like an arrow on it, and you turn it towards, you can turn towards one tank or the other, but basically what you do is you turn it towards, if you have two full tanks, turn it towards one of the tanks. What it's going to do is it's going to use, and the flag will be green on the regulator, and it's going to use up the tank that flag is pointing at. Once that tank is used up, it automatically starts drawing from the other tank, but the little flag will go red for the tank it's pointing at, showing that it's empty. So you don't have to go dump water on it to see or knock on it or anything else. You just, every now and again, you check the regulator to see if it's red or green. If it's still green, you still have gas in the tank that you're pointing at. If you don't have gas in there, it's red, and what you do then is you just grab the knob and rotate it over to point at the other one, and the flag will change from red to green, and once it's done that, then you can actually close the top of the valve on the tank and unscrew the hose from the top of the tank.